Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, Level Up listeners. Happy Friday. Hope you guys are having a great week and going into an amazing weekend. Last week we covered all things Facebook, and today I want to dive into Instagram, or as I like to call it, the gram. Hopefully you guys are familiar with a lot of these platforms. Again, like we talked about, you really need to just pick one to go all in on, and then eventually add in more and more and more, right? Just figuring it out as you go. My hope is today that I'm going to give you some real information, some relevant information that you can apply immediately to your Instagram. There's so many avenues we could go, and we could literally spend weeks upon weeks just talking about Instagram. But what I want to do is give you a few things that you can do immediately that you can really just kind of spruce up your Instagram and hopefully start to grow on it. Just a little bit of background. I went all in on Instagram recently. We're talking in the last few months. And prior to that, you know, I would post to it here and there. It wasn't very consistent. I would use it mostly for stories, so we'll talk about that as well. But really, it was just kind of on the back burner. I told you guys last week, Facebook has been my jam. I still prefer Facebook to Instagram. I'm not going to lie. But I know the value of Instagram. I know a lot of people have migrated over there. And so I really want to just continue to grow on that platform. So in doing this, my real thing was just figuring it out, researching it, following people that have had a lot of success on Instagram. And again, just knowing and feeling confident in doing what I should be doing. So a few things that I want to give to you guys. Number one is Instagram is all about speaking to your target audience, speaking to your niche. You might say niche. I like niche because niches to riches. You can't say reaches to niches to reaches. So I like niche, but you can call it whatever you want. This is where most people go wrong. Most people just post things on Instagram and they are not talking to anyone, right? They'll post about their kids. They'll post about their dogs. They'll post about their business. They'll post about their product. It's a hot mess. And this was me. So I'm speaking to you from me. If you guys actually scrolled back on my Instagram, honestly, if you just went back like 6 months, you would be like, okay, I see what she means. I was all over the place because I didn't understand that I really needed to be speaking to my perfect avatar, my perfect client, my perfect distributor or customer. And so how you can start doing that is, one, figure out who that is. Figure out what your niche is. And how I like to do that is thinking about who I help. Now, I know a lot of you are like, well, my products help everybody. Oh, and I mean, I could coach everybody. Everybody should be a network marketer. Yes, but who is your perfect person? And the way that I figured this out was I went through my team and I went through the ones, you know, the most successful ones, the ones that have created the most success so far. And then I circled all of them. And then I went and kind of identified commonalities between them. Now, it's not perfect, right? But what I determined was most of them were moms. Most of them were moms who, mid to late 30s. Most of them were struggling financially before they got started here. Most of them were working full-time before they got started in my team. Now, again, it's not perfect because I do have some successful dads. I do have some successful people who aren't even parents. It's not perfect, right? So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'm not a mom and I must not be successful in her team. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is the most commonalities, right? So I changed my niche. I changed who I was speaking to on Instagram. And so what you can do is create this sentence. I help blank do blank without blank. And you don't have to have the without. It's just something to think about. So let's just say you're in the weight loss. Like that's your perfect client. That's who you want to help the most. Maybe you're a nutrition coach. So you're going to say, you know, you don't want to say just, I help people lose weight. That is not specific. That is so broad. I mean, I know you're like, well, but I do help people lose weight. Yes. But when you can get more and more specific and really niche it down, you are going to have an easier time on this platform. So who do you help? Okay, maybe it's I help moms lose weight without an expensive gym membership, right? So maybe that means like you help them with at-home workouts or whatever it is. So mine states I help moms create more time with their family making money from social media. So I don't have the without. You can or you don't have to. I could change that. I help moms create more time with their family without losing their soul or without investing tons of money or you know, there's so many avenues you can go. So if you need help with this, I would love to help you. Just get in my inbox, DM me on Instagram. But look at my bio. From there, you want to have a good name, right? It should be your name. Ideally, it can be your business name, but really it should be your name. And then after that, you can kind of talk about what your niche is. So mine says Erica Dale, and then it says online business social media coach. Now, I know you guys are like, well, you're a network marketer. Yes, but I built to six figures on social media. And so I really want to work with people who want to do what I did because it's easier for me. Can I help them go and build it, you know, belly to belly? Absolutely. Can I help them go and build it, you know, through meetings and one-on-ones? Absolutely. But what I love to do is help them to maximize social media. So that's what I do. I also have social media course. I also, you know, do some coaching. You guys know all of this if you've been listening to me for a while. From there, you want to talk about what that looks like, right? So for me, it's families unlocking freedom to live. And then you want to have a call to action. So for mine, it says create freedom. And in parentheses, I wrote apply with a down arrow to my link tree. And when they click on that link tree, the first thing they see is work with Erica and they fill out a form, right? I would suggest having some sort of a website that they can go to, something for them to do. Maybe it's a free giveaway. Maybe it's, you know, grab your free at-home workout here. Maybe it's, you know, here's my social media course, like whatever it is you guys do, but give them something. I like to have a form to fill out so that I know how to go and connect with them. And again, it generates leads for me. So that's kind of the bio. And it's very important to have a strong bio. If you just have like, I'm a network marketer, or if you have your replicated site, I would say absolutely not. Absolutely not. Get it off. Go create a link tree. Go create a tiny URL. They're free. They're easy. Don't just have like a lifevantage.com website. You are branding yourself. You are not branding your company. You are not branding your product. So that's kind of the bio. Again, you guys have a good picture, have, you know, a picture of you, have it be a strong, you know, again, take it with your phone. It doesn't have to be perfect. But you guys can go to my Instagram, who is Erica Dale, and just kind of mimic or go look at the people that are successful on Instagram, the people that you want to be like in your business, and go and do what they're doing. And I'm not saying to copy what they're doing. I'm saying to look at it, get ideas, and then do it in your own brand, your own voice, your own whatever. So that's kind of the bio. Now, when we're talking to people, we need to talk to that perfect avatar. So for the most part, now I'm gonna preface this, right? Because I'm not perfect, but for the most part, your posts, your content should be speaking to that perfect client. So for the most part, my reels, my posts, should be talking about business, should be talking about building an online business, should be talking about social media, should be talking about freedom, time freedom, creating time, living. And so for the most part, you are going to consistently see that message being displayed. Now, again, it's not perfect. Instagram is also all about value. I would tell you that if you're posting about your product, about your opportunity, you're not doing it correctly. And I know that's hard to hear, but it's the truth. And that's what we do on this podcast. I try to coach people all the time, like stop doing reels about your products. Nobody cares. Now, every now and then, can you drip that in? Sure. 100%. But you need to be giving value. You need to be giving value, value, value. So I would say 80 to 90% content, value, attraction. Every now and then you can leak in something that's not niche related if you just have to. If you just have to. And then lastly, what I want to talk to you about is reels. So right now, August 19th, 2022, reels. That is all Instagram wants. They want video. In fact, if you do just a video on Instagram, it automatically turns it into a reel now. I'm not telling you not to make posts, but I would tell you to go all in on reels. If you don't know what to do with reels, guys, you can hire me if you really want help. I would be glad to help you. I'm not perfect by any means. One person that I would tell you to follow is Brock Johnson, and he and his mom actually have an Instagram Academy. Not Instagram Academy. Sorry, I forget what it's called right now. But it's like $7 a month, and they just train you on Instagram, and it's mostly training on reels. So if you want the one-on-one, hit me up in my DMs. I'd be glad to coach you on reels. If you just want content and help and what to do, just hire them. It's a group setting. It's actually a website. You just log in. You can do things on your own. But go all in on reels. Honestly, if you're not doing one a day, you need to start. And I know you're sitting there like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do them. I don't like to be on video. Suck it up, buttercup. Do it anyway. I'm not consistent. Well, why aren't you consistent? What do you need to do to be consistent? Do you need to batch 7 on a Sunday so you have the weeks done? I don't know. You tell me. I would highly recommend batching a ton of them because, listen, there are days where I'm like, I am not putting my face on video. Awesome. I already have one saved. No big deal. Or I'm not feeling well, or life like is just absolutely crazy and we got pulled in so many directions today. Like, I don't want to lack consistency. So batch them out if you need to. Figure out what works for you. If you need to get up 15 minutes earlier, if you need to go to bed 15 minutes later, do it. Quit making excuses and just do it. I had a reel recently. It was actually the time that I said, I'm going all in on Instagram. This is what we're doing. And I didn't think this, again, you don't know what's going to go viral. That's the cool thing about reels. So here, let me back up just a minute. Instagram reels and posts, again, we're all about reels right now though, is how you're going to grow your following. And I'm going to give you DMOs to help you with growing. It's the number one way to go viral. It's the number one way to grow your following. But let me ask you this. If you go viral on a reel that's talking about something that's completely out of your niche and you just gained 1,000 followers because of it, you just did yourself a disservice. Who cares that you just got 1,000 new followers? If they're not following you for the content that you want them to, they're never buying from you. They're never joining you. That's why you want to stick to your niche, stick to that content, because if you're growing the followers, you want them to follow you for the right reasons. Stories are how to really grow rapport, gain trust with your followers. People who aren't following you most likely aren't seeing your story. So it's not going to help you grow, but it is going to help you to cultivate the relationships. And it's all about that. So to go back to stories though, and then we'll go on with reels. Stories can be non-niche related. Stories can be product focused. Stories can be join my team. Absolutely. Stories are your life, your kids, your pets. So if you're multi-passionate, like, listen, I have way more passions than just helping moms unlock freedom. You guys know this. I'm in real estate. My husband and I are all about each other and dating and marriage and helping other marriages. We have French bulldogs that we absolutely adore. We travel a lot. I put all of that stuff in my stories. Now, sometimes it can be niche related, right? Like traveling is all about freedom. So I do post that sometimes, or I do reels about that. I stopped doing reels about my dogs. Why? It's not about my niche. Now, can French bulldog lovers and French bulldog mommies maybe need opportunity, maybe need our product? Absolutely. But that's not the point. So I hope that helps you understand kind of the process on Instagram. I'm going to give you a DMO, but let's talk about reels for just a few more minutes. So a few months ago, I'm going to see when I posted this reel actually. Oh, it doesn't tell me when I posted it. Awesome. So I posted a reel. Again, you don't know when they're going to go viral. There's no like real rhyme or reason. There's things you can do better to help. And I'll get to that in a minute. This reel completely took off. And again, it's awesome. I just decided. And this reel has 2.5 million views. I went from probably about 2,500 followers to I'm nearing the 5,000 mark in just like a week because of one reel. Because I doubled my followers. Reels are where it's at. Now, can you do better on reels? Yes, and I'm not gonna get into all the technical and tactical because it's hard to vocalize that. That would be better in a video or in a training. Maybe I'll do a YouTube video. I really should get my YouTube going again. But that being said, what is trending right now is original audio, meaning it's you speaking, it's you talking. It's not about you doing these voiceovers. I'm not saying not to do them. I do them probably 90%, right? But I'm really trying to go all in on original audio because it's what's trending. So this particular reel, I'll play just a tiny bit of it for you guys so you can hear it. This particular reel was original audio.
So I just learned a fact that said that by the time your children are 18 years old, they will have already spent 93% of the time they'll ever spend with you.
So I did original audio. I shared some facts that I had just recently read. It was all about parents and the time that they're going to lose as their children get older. It was a sad statistic. And then I added some music to the background. I could have done better. I could have turned that music down a little bit. It was a little loud, but I was just learning. And then I put captions on it. That is something you need to do. You need to have captions because most people look at their Instagram on silent, right? So have captions. Don't go to original. Just share what facts you have. Who are you helping? If you're in the weight loss industry, share some statistics about that. If you're in the fitness, if you're a nutrition coach, if you're I don't know. My girlfriend's a holistic dog trainer now. That's her niche. She's exploding. She's just sharing facts and she's passionate about it. So do a reel a day. I'm going to get into the DMOs, you guys. Again, I could talk about this forever. I could, but I know that usually 20 minutes is the best. So DMO for you. If you want to go all in on Instagram, if you want to grow your Instagram, this is what I would be doing every single day. I would spend 45 minutes to an hour. Again, I'm not telling you to be on Instagram all day long. In fact, if you're on your phone all day long trying to grow your business, you're doing something wrong. We can go into that another time. But one reel a day, that should take you maybe 15 minutes. Again, if you want to batch 7, this is going to cut down your time a lot. So maybe on Sundays, like I typically take Sundays off from working my business, but I'm still doing things for it. So maybe record, 5 or 6 or 7 on a Sunday, have them ready to go for the week. You just drastically cut down your time. Now all you got to do is post them. Engage with your followers. I would set a timer for 10 minutes and I would go to my followers. I would go to their content. I would, watch their stories and message them about them, not just heart them, right? Interact with them. I'd go to their posts. I'd comment value. Again, we want to give value. We don't just want to heart things. Then I would go for another 10 minutes and I would go and find people in your niche that are doing what you're doing that are like celebrities or micro celebrities is what we like to call it. So people with, 20, 30,000 followers, I would say anything over 10, and they're in your space. Go and interact with them and go and interact with their followers. Meaning if I have a post up and I'm in your niche, go and comment and then look at my comments from my followers and interact with them. It's the easiest way to get followers when you're spreading value on these people's posts because people are going to see that and they're going to be like, oh, wow, she had something really good to say. I'm going to look at her profile. Wow, she talks all about this stuff. I'm going to follow her. 10 minutes, you guys, that's all we're talking about. And then 10 minutes in your stories. Now, stories you can spread out throughout the day. You can do them all at once. It really doesn't matter. It's completely up to you. Ideally, perfect world, morning, noon, and night. But I know that some of that just doesn't work for you guys. So if you just want to batch a bunch of stories, in the time that you're working Instagram, do it and walk away. the thing with stories, again, you can be multifaceted, you can be multi-passionate. It doesn't have to be about your niche. It should still have things about your niche. You can sell in your stories. You know, I do before and afters all the time. We just released an incredible new product and I'm doing before and afters like crazy because it's exploding. I do business. I do team testimonies. I do join my team. I do, you know, how much income. Use the features that Instagram gives you. Polls, questions, the slider, a little emoji guy. Like, do the things that they give you because it gets people to interact with you. And then lastly, what I would do is make sure you're replying. Instagram is just like Facebook. You want to reply to people that are interacting with you. So what I do is, let's say I do a reel right now and I'm getting comments coming in. I'm replying to those in real time mostly, right? Unless I'm like busy date night or team stuff. But mostly I'm replying to those in real time. But then what I do is, let's say tomorrow I go to do another reel. I will go back to yesterday's reel and I will go and heart all of the comments and then I'll go and do my reel and I'll post it. Why? Because Instagram just notified all those people that I liked their comment and now they're gonna go look at that, they're gonna see the new thing and they're probably gonna interact with that too. So this is just a way to really start to grow your following, to grow your Instagram, but at the end of the day, it all boils down to consistency. You guys can't just post once a day or once a week. You can't just do a once a week reel and expect to grow. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to do this every day. I would recommend it and I would stop skipping out on the weekends. Weekends is some of the most interaction on Instagram. People are home from work. People are sitting around just scrolling, but you're taking the weekend off. I would highly recommend stop doing that. But again, at the end of the day, get consistent. I just listened to someone yesterday. I think he's a physical therapist and he grew his Instagram to 100,000 followers in like a year, which is remarkable. He posts 3 reels a week. So he's not doing it every day. He works a 50-hour job week and he's moving. So he's in the crazy time. It might not be one a day for you, but decide what you can do. And it needs to be more than one a week for sure. But if nothing else, continue in your stories and cultivating those relationships and doing the rest of these DMOs that we talked about. So I hope that this helps you guys. Again, if you need further assistance with Instagram or with Facebook, I do coach social media. I'm not taking on a lot of one-on-one clients, but I will answer your questions in my DMs. And if the timing makes sense, I would be happy to help you really dial in on things like reels or things like that can be better assistance to help you grow your business. Hope you guys have an incredible weekend. We will see you back here next week. As always, I appreciate the shares. I appreciate the tags. If you're getting value from this, please go share it with someone else. And if you haven't yet left me a rating, 5-star rating and review, I would greatly appreciate that as well. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoiserikadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.